out 829.
Hi, 829. So sorry about that. Wait, go ahead with your RTT.
Customer 3690 is saying that our house is on Stark, and this is not the correct address.
Copy that. I do see that's where she was picked up from this address. I'll see if her home address is different, and if it's not, we'll have to, it's going to be a while before we can get something figured out.
Okay, so will you give me a call back?
I'm looking now. What I can tell you is that I can see on file that the address that you have been sent to on, I believe, Ainsworth is the house that we have on file. So unless she's moved recently, then unfortunately we can't keep transporting her around. If you do get another address and it's a private residence, just call it in on the sideline because we can't say it over the radio. So just, yeah, if there's another address that she wants to be taken to at this point, just call it on the sideline and we'll just update your manifest.
Well, that explains it all. I have the wrong customer. I was asking her the whole time is her name. I was asking her the whole time if this was her name from the time I picked her up to the time she was continued to be on the bus. She's continued to say yes. And me continuing to ask just now, she's given me a different name. Route 829.
Go ahead, 829. We just signed up.
So from the time that I picked up the customer, I've been asking her name, and she's been verifying that I've been saying the right name. Me just asking again just now, and she just gave me a different name.
Copy that. Do we know who this customer is by chance?
Veronica. What's your last name, Nargo?
Copy that. I'm not seeing anything at the moment. Call us on the sidelines real quick. I might have to page this out. So let's exchange more information off the radio.
Okay, I'll give you a call.
Thank you. Dispatch clear at 1646.